Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Cleaning Nation, so good to be with you today. We are going to talk about, something super important, which is your time. We always talk about how, or I forget where I heard this, but man, when we are young, or when I was young, I think I would have we do trade time for money, right? We'll kind of do anything. And the older I get, the more I realize, like, I seem to be, and I think we all, hopefully, certainly, you know, for entrepreneurs, the older we get and the longer we're on this earth, we accumulate money, right? We accumulate things, but we always lose time, right? So today we're going to talk about our non-renewable resource. You could be rich right now, you could be poor right now, but that doesn't have a lot to do with your financial future in a year, right? What you decide to do right now has everything to do with it. But how much you have now has nothing to do with it. That said, no matter how much or how little money you have, you will absolutely be 1 year poor a year from now. There's no negotiation. We can't solve that. Ashley says, hey, Carlos says, loving the new set. So glad that you do, man. We started helping owners of service company with growmyservicecompany.com. Feel free to throw us a review or referral. If you find someone that has a service company needs help, throw them over to growmyservicecompany.com. And I just came out here to be fun, and I liked it so well. I was like, oh, I feel like it's more conversational. I get to hang out with you guys more. So the sound may not be as good because I don't have my fancy mic, but I'm on my couch. This is where I watch TV. I just feel like I get to hang out with you more. Nikki says, hey. Deontay says, hey, Mike, truly appreciate you and this platform. Cleaning company owner from Florida. Glad to have you, Deontay, and I love the world portion of this. We get people from the UK, people way early in the morning, over in Australia. Love, love, love being able to communicate with people across the world. So like I was saying, let's talk about your time. Oh, if you do dig the show and you do have the love, do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. Refer to Grow My Service Company, Grow My Cleaning Company, and let us know how we can serve you better. Brian says, I'm having a heck of a time hiring. I promise you, Brian, we will talk about that, just not on this show. If you go to growmycleancompany.com, I promise you've done dozens of shows on that. We'll hook you up. Deontay says, I'll refer you to all my buddies in your other platforms. Well, thank you, Deontay. Appreciate you, brother. All right. And of course, Denise from New Jersey, a loyal member of Cleaning Nation. So glad to have you. All right. So I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, I wanted to make money. I remember when I was a really young kid, I liked stickers and I was like, stickers, like a buck for a whole pack. I'm like, oh, if I had $10, I could buy all the stickers. Right. And then as I got older, and this will show you how old I am, Brian says, yes, sir. I apologize. Nothing to apologize for, buddy. I appreciate the feedback and what you're looking for. We always want that. And there's lots and lots of stuff there yet. Lindsay just put growmycleaningcompany.com. So by the way, if we're talking and you're like, man, that's great, but I want help on something else, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've done more than 500 episodes. So I promise you, whatever you're looking for, we've got an episode on. And if you can't find it, you want to let us know, reach out and tell us, we'll do an episode for you. We are here to serve you, Cleaning Nation. All right. So, I moved from nothing to my first job was working for Carl's Jr. And as it shows you how old I was, I can't remember exactly, but I think it was $2.35 an hour. Might've been $2.45, might've been $2.15, but it was less than $3 an hour. I can assure you that. And then I remember I got a telemarketing job, and I remember I was so excited because I don't think I was 16, and they just asked, like, what, are you under 18? I said, yes, which I was, but I wasn't, because in Arizona, I think you had to be 16 to work, and I wasn't. So I upgraded from that to being a waiter, and I started making the same $2 an hour I made before, but I had tips, right? And, you know, with the tax and everything, I was probably making $100 a day or $50 a day. I thought, like, I was great. Then I moved into car sales commission. So I kept going from, like, trading my time. I was still trading my time for money, top to bottom. But I went from trading my time for virtually no money. I remember at Carl's Jr., I worked a week, and I get, like, $100. It was nuts. you know, my car sales commission, first year I made, you know, $30,000, about 15 bucks an hour. Then I made 40,000, which is like 20 bucks an hour. Then my last year before I, last year working ever before I started my own company, and I haven't had a job since, I made $50,000 a year. And in the 90s, you know, that was real money for me. I remember thinking that was a big deal. But I realized any kind of capped salary wasn't going to be enough. I wanted to go my own way and do my own thing and make my own money. And give me a chat in the feedback. Hey, if you've got any terrible or great first jobs, let me know. And let me know if you're the same one. Like, even if I got paid as much or more than I got now, but it's just a salary, like my performance had nothing to do with how much I got paid, I don't think I'd like it. Let me know if you guys, if there's a salary you'd work for, if you're just like, no, I gotta be able to write my own ticket. I don't know why that is, but I feel that way. And I feel like it's an entrepreneur thing. So, that's when I left. So when I was making $50,000 a year, and again, I don't know if my parents ever made that. 50 grand a year was a lot. So it wasn't like, it wasn't a lot of money to me. I was raised poor. I just wanted to do my own thing, right? I didn't want to trade my time for money. I wanted to build my own thing. At the end of the day, I didn't own the car dealership. I made good money. They paid me very fairly, but I made them more money than I made me, and I didn't have a stake in my own outcome, right? So I wanted control. I wanted more impact, and I wanted things on my terms, right? I was young and dumb. And Ash was like, definitely not. Yeah, I don't know what it is about us entrepreneurs. We just can't work for like a flat thing. We need to be able to be in control of our own destiny. I went back to, I started my business because I want to be on my own terms. I was young and dumb. And I was like, everyone I'm working for is not as smart as me. I can't work for these idiots. I got to do it. And maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't know. Like, this, from my memory, they definitely weren't, but they might've been. I don't know. Either way, I went and started my own business. And the problem is I went right back to $10 to $20 an hour work. Right? I think I made $40,000 in profit that first year. So I worked way harder than I ever worked and went from making $50,000, not working hard. And just when the store closed, I didn't worry about nothing. I was done, right? Making 50 grand to 40 grand. I had to work my tail off, right? So crazy thing is, happier than I ever was, right? And I get that all the time. Even when people are struggling, we want to help them. They're like, couldn't go back to a job. I might be making less. I might be working more, but it's my thing. And that's what I want. And that's how entrepreneurs are, which is great. We just have to be able to keep that entrepreneurial spirit without killing the, trading time for money, right? So that's what I want to talk about this episode, this broadcast, and how we can fix that, right? So the problem we have, and let me give me in the feedback or in the chat for those of you that are with us live, if you're feeling this, $10 an hour work, in $100 an hour work kind of feel the same, right? So when a customer calls pissed off and we talk about that, we do it. And then when some employee has a question, we handle that. And then when payroll needs to be done, we handle that. And then when a vendor needs to be negotiated with, we do that. And then when it's time to kind of take a minute to think about the vision of the company, we don't really do it because there's no time. And if we do, it feels just like the $10 an hour work. So it doesn't feel any different. So we keep trying to manage our time better without realizing, no matter how effective or efficient we are, if we're doing $10 or $20 an hour work, we can never make more than $20,000 or $40,000 a year, right? So the value of the work that you're doing is always going to dictate it, right? The reason I made 40 grand my first year in business, I did a lot of $20 an hour work, and $20 an hour works out to about 40 grand per year. Celia says, my last job was in a restaurant as a waitress. Tips were great, but I always have this feeling I have a better purpose in life. That's it, Cecilia. You are at home at Cleaning Nation. That is for everyone that is like, yes, Celia said it just the way I feel it. Owners of cleaning owners in general, but certainly owners of cleaning companies, feel like we have more to give and we're put on this earth to do more. And if that's you, that is why I am here, to serve that. I want to see you guys and gals across the world give more. So, but what I want you to do is not just settle for going from a $10 or $20 an hour job for someone else to a $10 or $20 an hour job for you, right? We want to make sure that you're actually leveraging your time and your investment and your passion, what you put into your business, makes an impact in the world and your family and everybody, okay? So, because I don't want you to hit the ground running every day with a huge list of to-dos. You finish exhausted. You didn't really feel like you got anything done. And just no idea of, like, your spouse, like, hey, you were gone for 12 hours today. What'd you do? And you're like, I don't know. I know I worked and I drove through for a 12-minute break for lunch. Other than I was working, and I'm doing the huge air quotes for those of you that can't see me, but I have no daggum idea what I did, right? I'm starting to get the thumbs up. People are like, yes, that is me. Love the feedback, guys and gals. It's so much more fun when I know how you guys are feeling, what you're doing. All right. So here's the problem. I risked, and you risk under that kind of way of thinking, is just wanting to shut the daggum thing down, right? I thought that the business or the type of business or bad employees or whatever that case may be, was the problem. But the real problem is I didn't recognize which parts of my time were making money and which parts were basically wasted. So I was doing a bunch of stuff. It's not that I was lazy, and not that any of you guys are lazy. It's just that we don't recognize the parts of our business and the time that we spend that is important and impactful and meaningful. So we spend it doing unimportant, unimpactful, unmeaningful things, right? And the problem is if we can't get this figured out, Cleaning Nation, you're really just gonna have another job that pays less and costs more with more bosses, right? As opposed to one crazy boss, you got customers, employees, vendors. You know, I had a franchise, so the franchisor was, I don't want to say, you know, not a boss, but certainly had some influence. Denise, one of our elite members, says true burnout. That is why we're here for you. As much fun as it is to help you guys make more money and gals make more money, I'm so much more committed to helping you not burn out and to live the life that you want and to have the impact that you want on your community. So, I personally didn't recognize what was really going on until I sold my first business, right? So I don't want you to have to wait to sell your first business to figure this crap out. I want to help you now so you can grow farther and faster than I did. So that when I finally sold that first business, I got paid three or four, five, six times, exponentially more than I made all year, right? In one lump sum. And I realized, wait a second, the 40 grand a year I'd made kind of salary taking the profit, that I had to work for that. There was no leverage. I did work, I got paid. I did work, I got paid. But because I had owned the business when I sold it, boom, I got hundreds of thousands of dollars all in one lump sum. And I started realizing, holy crap, so what happened when I sold it, the $40,000 a year I was getting, I stopped getting, but the work I kept doing, I didn't have to do anymore. But when I quit my $50,000 a year job, I didn't get anything, right? That was it. It wasn't my business. When I sold this thing, the guy paid me the hundreds of thousands of dollars for the systems that I'd created. And I started realizing, holy crap, I spent 95% of my time earning that $40,000 a year and only 5% of my time earning the hundreds of thousands of dollars that I kind of accrued is the, is the result of having this business. So I started saying, hold on, maybe I should start focusing on the value of my business and the stuff that that builds equity as opposed to just the doing it every day. That was a mind blow for me, right? So I want you guys, and let me know if you're getting this or not in the chat, I want you guys to be able to make that shift. You don't have to wait to sell your business, right? You can go, wait a second, I'm going to go through the framework of how to spend your time effectively. But I want you to know, you're either working in your business, meaning I'm just doing the thing to make the thing run, and whatever you take as a salary is what you get for that. Or you're working on your business, in which case you're creating systems and culture and an infrastructure and this thing that exists outside of you. And that you get paid a lot more, and you get paid when you don't work, right? And you get paid if you keep it and you're out on vacation, the thing keeps paying you. That's how you get paid there. Ashley says, yes, systems to sell. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. Mickey said, great point. You sold for a capital gain. Why not keep the cash flow? I wish I had some cool business answer for you, Mickey. Like, oh, I'd done the math. But honest to goodness, I'll be as transparent as I can. I did not have the systems I have now. I think this is part of why I do what I do for Cleaning Nation is, oh my gosh, when I look back, I did okay selling and making money on that thing, but I did not have the hiring systems in place. I freaking hated, and I didn't know how to get the right customers. There's so many things I didn't know. So we had 7-day-a-week accounts, not all of them, but enough of them. One was, I still remember that Applebee's restaurant that we couldn't go clean till like 2 a.m. or something. And we cleaned that thing 7 days a week, and I'd get calls in the middle of the night that people set off an alarm. And my lifestyle, I hated. So it was like, I didn't like the business. So that's the answer to your question, Mickey. That's why I sold it for a capital gain, not keep the cash flow. I would have done anything to get out of that pain. So not something I was wanting to go into, but I love kind of answering and helping you guys as we are. And I want you guys to see the reality of like, hey, Mike does some really smart stuff. Mike does some really stupid stuff. And some stuff he learns on purpose, and some stuff he pays a big dumb tax. So anyway, all that to say, I want you guys to be able to get that lesson now before you sell, because I want you to have something that's worth a lot. And if you choose to keep it, that's fine. But if you choose to sell it, that's fine. I just want to make sure that you're getting paid for the time that you do. Cecilia says, my dream CEO of my cleaning business prior to retiring. Love it. Abso-freaking-lutely love it. All right. So let's talk about how we can get you to create a sustainable, scalable, dependable, repeatable system to build businesses that other people pay top dollar from or for, as opposed to working in your business all the time, right? Nikki says getting systems in place is the hardest and most time consuming. You're exactly right. That's why we do what we do, by the way, Cleaning Nation. We are here to help you guys put those systems in place, the stuff that took me 20 years to figure out, we're here to do. And you know what? Here, I'm going to give you, because obviously we will take 10 or 20 clients a month that we'll work with to personally go through this with you. But a lot of people aren't ready for that. If you want all the systems and processes I learned over the first 20 years of my life, I'm a freaking genius. Why is this business so hard? That's my first book. If you just direct message me on Instagram, growingcleaningcompany.com/Instagram, just shoot me a message saying subscribed or reviewed or referred. So I know that you subscribed or referred or reviewed the podcast. I'll shoot you a copy of my book with the systems that we've got, because that is hard. All right, so let's talk about the framework that you can implement today to leverage your time and not get stuck working for $20 an hour. There are three types of income. If you're writing crap down, here's where you do it. Unleveraged, low income, under $100 per hour. This is cleaning would be a perfect example. Hey, Nikki says she's got an appointment with Sean on Friday. Nikki, Sean is a rock star. Even though he's Canadian, we don't love Canadians. Sean's one of the good ones. He's going to rock your world, sister, and take great care of you. Love Sean. Can't wait to meet you, Nikki. Okay. So unleveraged low income. This is cleaning. This is trading your time for small money. This is low demand, high supply, right? The reason cleaning doesn't get paid a lot is because there are lots of people willing and able to clean and not as many that want it, right? It's not like brain surgery where there might only be one guy in a whole part of the area that can do a really good job. So low demand, high supply, constant alarms, reminders to do this work, right? If you don't show up at a client's house to clean or your employee doesn't show up to clean, you will hear about it, right? You learn once and then you rarely have to step out of your comfort zone, right? Once you figure out how to clean or teach them how to clean, there's not a lot of challenge or anything ongoing. You want to be doing this, and this doesn't just have to be cleaning. It could be payroll, it could be driving, it could be doing rags, it could be doing any repetitive tasks that you have to do over and over and over again because you're trading your time for money, right? You clean it today, it's going to have to be cleaned again tomorrow. You do payroll this week, you'll have to do it again next week, right? Stuff that you have to do over and over again. You want to do this with less than 10% of your time. Zero is the goal, but 5 or 10% of your time kind of doing low-income, unleveraged work is fine. And when you're just starting, don't tell yourself, oh, I can't afford it. If it's a profitable task, you can pay someone to do it. And if it's not profitable, it shouldn't be done at all, okay? So that's unleveraged low income. Unleveraged high income, this is more than $100 an hour, but still limited by your time. You're still trading time for money. Salespeople, doctors, lawyers, they typically have unleveraged high income. Unleveraged means even if I'm charging $200-$300 an hour as a lawyer, I still got to give you an hour time for that money. And I remember when I first started coaching, I was like, wow, if I could make $200-$300 an hour, that'd be a lot. And now I wouldn't sell an hour of my time for less than that. I wouldn't even do it. But if a day rate would be closer to 10 grand. So it's still, because that's unleveraged. Hopefully you hear that. That's the mindset shift I've done is I won't do any unleveraged time, no matter how much it is. I don't want to do it because it's unleveraged. Right? I do this podcast because I can spend 20 or 30 minutes with you guys and thousands of people can hear it. It works out great. So you're still trading your time for money. It's just better money, right? If you're going to trade your time for money, at least don't have it be $20-$30 an hour. Have it be $100 an hour, $200 an hour. So this is higher demand, lower supply, right? Lots of people might want to do it, but few can or will, right? A lot of people might want to be a doctor, but it's hard to get there. Same with an attorney, same with being a good salesperson, all that stuff. Fewer reminders. Most of the higher ticket stuff, people aren't going to remind you to do if it doesn't get done, right? So again, this still has to be done over and over again. You just do it for more money. You make more, but only when you perform the work. You can spend up to half your time here. You don't want to be spending more than half as you're beginning, but at least spend, you know, don't spend in the low wage, right? So there's a difference between selling a client that's going to be worth a lot of money is higher, high income unleveraged. Cleaning a client is low wage unleveraged, okay? Be careful with this because it feels like you're making money, and you are, but it's still not business owning. Anytime you're trading time for money, that's a job. Owning a business is not getting paid no matter what, right? I think I would really rather get paid $50,000 a year to do nothing than get paid $100,000 a year and have to work for it, right? So that's that. All right, here's the holy grail of time. This is where I want to get y'all, Clean Nation, is leveraged income. This could be, there is no dollar per hour, right? It isn't under or over because there's zero time involved, right? You get paid no matter what. And the beautiful thing is, by the way, guys, gals, if you want to be retired, there's only two ways to do it. One is lower your expenses that you need to live, or two, raise the income that comes to you without you doing anything. Leveraged income, right? This is typically creating systems, building a culture. That's what I did. That's why I got paid, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for my first business and seven figures for my last two that I sold, was I created a system and a culture that people wanted and they wanted to be a part of. I did that work once and that these cultures last forever. These systems last forever. You trade your time once, you get paid indefinitely. This podcast, and I coach people to start podcasts that we take on as clients. I'm doing this work once. I'm going to get paid indefinitely, right? Like I said, we've done over 500 broadcasts. If I want to stop making new broadcasts, I could. And just keep redoing the ones that we've had, and I'd get paid on that forever. Huge demand for this, virtually no supply. Everybody wants to have the income, but they want to do the work to get it, right? So zero reminders. Here's the tricky part about it. No one, especially if you're not working with me, is going to remind you, you got to make a podcast, you got to start doing this, right? These are the things that you will forget to do because the other stuff will get in the way. Employees complain, rags get dirty, schedules need to get made, payroll needs to be done. You know, someone's got to make the donuts, right? That's what's going to be constantly setting off reminders. This leveraged income, though, will never be a reminder. That's the insidious part. You got to kind of be a big boy, big girl, because it doesn't always feel like you're getting stuff done, right? It feels good when an employee calls and go, there's a mad customer, I don't know what to do. And you talk to the customer and then he's happy. You're like, good, I got that thing done. Box checked, good to go. When I had my construction company, sometimes I was jealous of the guys that would go out and build something and come down back and they had beautiful pictures of the work they did. They could see themselves getting stuff done. This leveraged income doesn't feel like it. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm starting the Grow My Service Company podcast, and that's why I love having you here. You guys are here and interacting, and there's lots of you live, and it's fun. Jessica, my friend Jessica comes in and watches on the Grow My Service Company, but nobody else. The reason it doesn't, I mean, it bugs me a little, but I know thousands of people are going to get that later because it's leveraged, right? So I did that work once. I'll get paid for it indefinitely. That's what I want you guys to be doing. You want to spend at least a third of your time here. The more, the better. The wealthier you get, the more you'll be spending your time here. Very, very wealthy people don't do anything that's not leveraged ever. This is what creates long-term wealth. So many of the people we coach start with unleveraged low income, like I did, and then they trade up for unleveraged higher income, which is still a step up. Hey, Andre. Hey, Betty. Good to have you. And then most of our top level people, we are almost always talking about leveraged income. It's more about quality of life. What do you do? How much time can we have? Not the money. Not that the money's bad. Money's great. But leveraged money where you don't have to, I don't say work for it, but you get paid whether you do anything today or not is good. So once you get to this level in your business, you move to your money making money for you or your assets making money for you, and your time can be moved for impact, right? I feel very blessed that I'm in the place. We certainly get paid for this, but I get to do it because I love it and I love you guys. And it means a lot to me that I can see you guys spending more time with your families and living the life that you want, hiring people, making impact, right? This is the ultimate, for me, the ultimate freedom is the freedom to contribute and make an impact on other people. So once your leverage income is greater than your money needs, you get to move to the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? We're in self-actualization. We get to really say, what was I put on this earth to do and how can I serve my fellow man? So the key is to control what you do, or not the key, but this will allow you to control what you do, where you do it, who you do it with, when you do it, all that good stuff. And it all comes from being able to move from low unleveraged income to high unleveraged income to leveraged income where you build something once and get paid forever. So if you're digging what I'm putting down, subscribe, rate, and review to the Growing Cleaning Company podcast. Let us know what we need. If you go to Grow My Cleaning Company, all the tools that you need, every sort of free thing, all the 500 episodes, there's an on-demand training. It's the best 40 minutes I've got all condensed together. Go check that out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Can't wait to serve you. Appreciate each and every one of you. Feel free to reach out. Let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling, how we can serve. And love you, Cleaning Nation. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.